Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Labor Day weekend. Summer has come and almost gone. It, depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday, September 2nd at 9:05 or Sunday, September 3rd at 7:05, there are road races as they normally are over Labor Day weekend. On Saturday, there is a race called Run Your Buns Off, and that's in Bristol at 9 a.m. And then on Sunday, there is a race in Swansea called the Old Homestead Highway Swansea Race, and it's actually a half marathon. Then, of course, on Monday, if you're listening to this over the weekend and you are trying to get limbered up for working on Tuesday, there is a 5K in Portsmouth, kind of the famous St. Charles Road race. And then Francistown is making a comeback. For years, it was a dual race. It was a 5K and 5-miler. They're limiting it to a 5K this year, and that's in Francistown. I used to always do that, and then they discontinued it temporarily last year. So it's back as a 5K. And, of course, I saw some of you in Atkinson on Thursday. There was a 5K on Thursday night in Atkinson, and that was quite a cool race. And then last weekend, there was the Millennium Running 10-mile road race around Massapequa Lake, and that was a 10-miler. I was slower than ever, but I had fun. And then the next day, my wife and I, Ellen, we ran up Mount Mansfield called the Race to the Top of Vermont, sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental. And one of the reasons why we're doing that is some of the funds go to Vermont Head Start, Early Head Start Tooth Tutor Program, and so sort of like the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, where some of the funds go to an oral health initiative in Berlin and the North Country, it was good that we were able to connect the Race to the Top of Vermont to an oral health initiative that is Vermont Head Start. Plus, my guest today is Joe Casper, and I'll introduce him in a second. But Joe, I'm dating myself because a lot of the younger crowd at the Race to the Top of Vermont really had really never heard of Head Start. And of course, when we were growing up and we were cutting our teeth in business, you know, Head Start was a huge program. Mm-hmm. So it was good that we were able to educate the audience. And in running up Mount Mansfield, Joe, it was very similar to Mount Washington, except it's only like 4.5 miles instead of 7.5 miles.
A short race.
Sure, but it was the same way. But it has the added challenge. There are no vans to bring you down. So Ellen and I had to walk down and walk down. It wasn't part of the race. Once you got to the top, you were done. And I'm glad I forgot that component, because when you finish something like the, unless you're a Dave Dunham type and these extreme elite athletes, you know, once you finish a race, you're done.
You're done.
I mean, you want to maybe do a little cool down, but the thought of walking back down 4 miles, if I had thought of that, you know, running up, I wouldn't have been, too happy. So anyway, so that was the Race to the Top of Vermont. When we get into Joe here, we'll talk about the wrap-up to the Capoeira Race Series. Want to thank my guest last week, Dr. Eric Kropp. He talked about direct patient care and an approach that he has now, which augments a traditional group insurance program through your employer, direct patient care, and Dr. Kropp does a great job locally. So, as referenced twice, with me is my great colleague, who, by the way, will also be joining me on Friday, September 8th, when we host Ken Kale Live, as Ken is taking a cruise. But my great colleague, Joe Casper, who directs not only our facilities but special events, is in the leadership of the chamber, has been with me getting on to 2 decades. And if you think our campus at 1 and 2 Delta is pretty pristine looking, that the big thanks is to Joe. So, Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy guy, usually announcing a road race. So you have to admit, I was the one that got you into road racing.
That you were, Tom. And, you know, I have such a blast doing road races. Last week, I was over at Granite Ledges for their 5K road race. It was their sixth annual. They had a great turnout. I had a chance to talk with Concord Hospital's president and CEO, Bob Stegmaier, over there, and a number of other folks. Deb Burns, who's the executive director, did a great job. And this is the only race. I do a number of different races up and down New Hampshire and into Maine. And this is the only race where they had a full buffet breakfast.
Wow.
Oh, it was great.
I hope the runners ate afterwards as opposed to before.
Yep. There was water ahead of time, but there was the treat at the end for that full breakfast.
Great. Well, it's great. It's great to see you at many of these local community races. You obviously announced the Mass Yard race, a race that my wife Ellen and I put on, raising funds for Lou Gehrig's or ALS, and that was a lot of fun. You did a great job, mm-hmm. you know, out in the woods, and of course many, many other races that you do for 3C and for Millennium Running, and of course our own Northeast Delta Dental races, the Capital Race Series. So that's actually a good segue into... We completed the Capital Race Series. Jimmy Johnson was the overall winner for the men, scored 4,900. And then Kristen Dineski was the overall winner for the women, and she scored a perfect 5,000, which means she won, you know, five of the races. So and I know we put out a survey, and in general, there's some really great feedback. So I think it's very important for the listening audience to know that this stuff doesn't just happen, you know, magically, that we look at this feedback, then you do a deep brief meeting with every one of the race directors as a team. So tell us a little bit about the process so people can get a better appreciation, you know, for what you do and also our, you know, what Northeast Delta Dental is sponsors as well as Runner's Alley.
Sure, Tom. You know, Capillary Race Series has been going on now for more than a decade. It consists of eight races in and around the greater Concord area. We finished up at the end of July, on July 29th, at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. It was a 5K. It coincided with the Canterbury Town Fair, which is always a great event. So there was something for the runners and walkers to do. And this is really a year-round process because we finished up with that race, and then we had the prize participation party. We used to have it at the end of the Woodchuck Classic, but there was so much going on during Canterbury Old Home Days that we moved it. Runner's Alley has been gracious enough to take that over and have a party. They had a party a week later, and folks came in and picked up their prize, which was a nice New Balance long sleeve technical quarter zip jersey. It's a little heavier weight, and of course, we've had cooler weather in these past couple of weeks. It's been more like a fall scenario where the temperatures are in the 40s in the morning, and when you're up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, that's the coldest part of the night into the early day. So this is certainly a useful item right now. And as a matter of fact, if you qualified for that, and you had to run 6 out of the 8 races, but if you qualified for that, hadn't had a chance to stop down to Runner's Alley, they have the shirts through this weekend. And after that, if you just contact me at jcasper@anydelta.com, if you hadn't gotten your shirt, I'll take those back and we'll be able to get you your participation prize. But we had about 200 people running in the race series. It's great because there are so many families today that come out and run. It's not just the mother or father, but we're seeing, I'm seeing a lot more youngsters in the 8 to 10 range that really have some fast legs to them, and we're looking to see those continue along in the upcoming years. We're about ready to start planning for the 2018 series. As you mentioned, we do put out a survey. We look at those surveys. It's so important that they get filled out because we do look at those surveys. We take your thoughts and opinions to heart. This is how we've modified the race series from having 7 races to having 8 races to adding in challenge races. So we do take a look at those when we have our meeting and we plan for next year. And we're going to start planning here. Well, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have our initial planning meeting. And we have these cards and the races are all set by Thanksgiving. So we get all that information out to the runners by Thanksgiving. And then there's an early bird discount for those folks that say, hey, I want to do this again.
And one of the survey questions we ask is how do people find out about it? And some of it's through the fact that they've done it historically. Some of it's through some of my communications. Mm-hmm. But people do like that early bird discount. And I think we've looked at that feedback over the years. And I think one of the things that to me that's great about it is the overall camaraderie. But if you're an elite runner, you have an opportunity to compete. There's some significant prize money. If you're recreational like me and just want to, you know, have fun, and there are 8 races, you really only have to participate in 6 to get the participation prize.
So true.
And only your top 5 scores count. So even if you miss the participation prize but can make 5 out of the 8 races, you may have an opportunity to get one of the age awards. And speaking of the age awards, just as a reminder to my running friends, at the end of Canterbury, we announced the top winners and the age-graded winners. But age groups and Clydesdale and Phillies being runners of a certain weight, all of those folks will be notified by the U.S. mail and get a certificate. So it's a pretty cool process, and and I think people need to realize that that's a big commitment by each of the race directors, because not only are they making sure that their race goes off without a hitch, but they also have to come together as a team and make some group decisions. So thank you for leading the charge on that. And as you said, you'll have the what we call the rack card listing, and it'll be the same 8 races. I realize sometimes we get the feedback, oh, I wish we could change it up a bit, but these races have been a staple, and there's a wide variety. And the good news is if the Canterbury Shaker Village one, if you think that's too tough of a challenge because of the hill and the woods, you don't necessarily have to do it. If you
that's
think
right.
The second race of the season is SCA right after the Gilmanton race, which is a challenge. The Gilmanton race is a challenge, and then you're going straight uphill towards the end of the race. But the following week, you have the SCA race that's relatively flat with a lot of curves. Some people don't like that one, but there's so much variety. And then the other point you made is that all of the races have a walking component now. So I see
a lot of walkers. And they have a lot of them have a kids run. What's nice about the way we've got the races set up is the fact that there are 2 stretch races. They're back-to-back. One is the Capital City Classic 10K that happened during market days. So that's a 10K race. And then a few weeks after that is the Bill Luddy 5-miler. So those are longer races than the 5Ks, 5Ks being 3.1 miles. A lot of folks who register, you can do 6 5Ks, still qualify for the participation prize, even if you walk.
Exactly. So that's really cool. So I want to thank you, Joe, and also thank Tom Walton and Perry Segros. The website, by the way, is runcarsnewhampshire.com. That's runcarsnh.com, one word. And you'll also get email communications from me. So after commercial break, we're going to switch into golf and talk about the 20th annual Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament. Please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Joe and Tom. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio and Joe Casper here on September 2nd and 3rd. And you'll be hearing more from us as well on Friday, September 8th. As promised, we're going to switch now into the Dr. Thurston J. Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament. But before we do, would you, Joe, just put a plug in for the Runway 5K?
We've got 2 races coming up, of course, on Friday night, September 8th, I believe it is. We've got the Friendly Kitchen, the Davis and Toll Friendly Kitchen road race. It's a 5K race. It's happening over at NHTI. Perry Segros is the race director. Perry's been out at a lot of the races handing out brochures. That's a great race. It benefits the Friendly Kitchen. There's a run component, a walk component, a kids' fun run. So lots of things going on with that. That's at 5:30 next Friday night over at NHTI. And then in October, on Saturday the 21st, is the Runway 5K and Aviation Day. It's being put on by the Granite State Airport Management Association. And the race registration opens at 9. The race is at 10. And there are all kinds of things going on. So here again, this is another one of these races where you can go have some fun with a run. It's fast. It's flat. It's right there on the runways right at Concord Airport. But then there's a whole exhibition day going on, Education Day as well for kids. This is supporting the STEM research. So here again, this is happening on Saturday, October 1st. There'll be food there. There's plane rides there. Kids can get a free plane ride. There's all kinds of crafts and things going on there. happening on the 21st. So you want to stop by up at Concord Airport and check that out.
And I did that last year, and that was a lot of fun. And for runners out there, obviously being on the runway, it's flat and relatively fast. So we're really fast. So there were some fast runners here last year. Thank you, Joe. So let's switch into golf. So just to set the stage, Northeast Delta Dental, we're actually three separate insurance companies, Delta Dental Plan of Maine, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire, and Delta Dental Plan of Vermont. We also have a couple subsidiaries, Previsor, which is a software company that helps us manage and customize dental plans and gives dentists more information in terms of whether you need an additional cleaning and other services. Then we have a general agency called Combined Services, now known as CS1, which helps us with COBRA administration and producer or broker coordination and so forth. But we also have a foundation, and a lot of the not-for-profit giving that we do is through the foundation, and we give back to, you know, clinics and so forth, so that unfortunately there's still a rather large underserved population in our three states. So we have something called the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, and we also have a program called the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. So we try to raise funds in addition to the hundreds of thousands of dollars that the parent companies that I referenced, Delta of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, put into the foundation. We try to raise funds as well through a significant golf tournament, as well as the Frank Donovan Road Race. And a big shout out, by the way, to Frank's daughter and son-in-law, Libby and Keith, who put on a really nice race for Frank in Pittsfield a few weeks ago. And again, I say this to Joe all the time: without Frank, I probably wouldn't be out in the community doing the running. Certainly, Mount Washington and Bill Lutie, and by extension, that probably means Joe wouldn't be out there as well. So, so both of us owe a debt of gratitude to Frank. So that's one of the fundraisers. But the other big one is the Dr. Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament. And Dr. Carpenter was a longtime dental consultant for us at Northeast Delta Dental. Passed away several years ago. Was a great golfer, even at an older age, and he's probably his only regret in life that he could never convert me from a stinky golfer to someone that was half decent, although he really tried. But he was a great guy, one of my mentors, and so we've established a tournament that's now 20 years. So Joe, give us the details. I know it's on September 22nd, and if I'm listening to this, if I'm a dentist or average citizen or a CEO, how do I get involved?
Well, Tom, this is, as you mentioned, it's our 20th annual tournament. I can't believe this is going to be our 20th year of putting this on. But every year it gets bigger and better. This year it's going to be over at Abenaki Country Club. This is a private country club in Rye, New Hampshire. So the only way you really play on this is if you're a guest. And we are going to be guests of the folks over at Abenaki. We've been here before. A few years ago we were there. This is a Friday tournament. So what's nice about it, it's still in the fall. It's great weather out there. It's going to be on a Friday over at Rye, New Hampshire. So it's close to folks if you want to come down from Maine or you somewhere else in the southern part of the state of New Hampshire. And we have folks playing from Vermont as well. It's going to start at 8:30 in the morning. Check-in is registration opens at 7:30. We're going to have a shotgun start at 8:30. And a typical golf tournament, you know, we have a continental breakfast for you. You can use the practice range and the range balls out there. We've got a very nice gift package for all the participants who sign up. Of course, there'll be the beverage cart along the way that's out on the golf course. We've got a lot of new things this year. My associate, Kathleen Gleason, has been doing a great job at collecting all the details here. But here's some of the things that we're going to be offering players for that day. There's going to be an air cannon. If you haven't seen one of these, they're pretty unique. You actually get to shoot a golf ball out of a cannon in the best shot down the fairway. And this thing goes about 300 yards. The best shot, that'll be your best lie for that particular hole. We've got a putting contest, a hit the green contest. You know, when you get to that par three hole that has that great prize. And this year we've got an $80,000 boat for the winner. I mean, this is going to be a top-notch prize if you can get that little white ball in the hole. Now, the majority of us can't. However, us golfers, not us golfers, yeah, me talking like this, those golfers, oftentimes not me, can get onto the green, and you might get close to the cup, but you don't get it in. Well, if you're on the green, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little thing called Hit the Green for this particular hole, and everybody that gets on the green is going to get a raffle ticket for a nice raffle prize we'll award at the luncheon. And we've got a massage therapist, so if, you know, you're stretching these muscles, maybe you haven't gone out too often, we have a massage therapist that can give you a great chair massage. We also have a lobster trap contest, and we're going to have a lobster, or if we can't get the lobster, and I don't know why we wouldn't get a lobster on the coast of New Hampshire, but we'll have something there. So we've got prizes for folks. We're going to have a fun time. Last time we held it, it was in the fall. It was a beautiful day out, and I'm hoping that the weather holds, so there'll be another beautiful day at Abenaki. And then for the luncheon, we've got a great luncheon. We'll have awards for the, you know, the top teams and things like that, the longest drives, all your typical fairway things. But then we have some live auction items here again to help raise funds for the foundation. We've got things from rounds of golf to sports memorabilia to tickets to see the Manheim Steamrollers at the holiday time, to a pair of tickets from Southwest Airlines, which will get you anywhere in the United States. We've got ski tickets. So all kinds of things.
And that alone, that Southwest airline, that should get people there. And our good friend Tom LaBrie from Southwest came back to the tournament and volunteered that. And
that was great.
And the thing is, one of the even though we'll have over 100 golfers, the tournament moves along. I know sometimes that's the complaint of you know, real golfers, it's in these type of tournaments, it's hard to move. But we keep it going along, and Joe at lunchtime does a great job. When the last team is finished, we quickly eat lunch, and then we're on to the awards and raffles. Joe does a great job. And again, all proceeds benefit the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, which raises money for the underserved population, and then supports as well the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness program, which is a program where we educate dental offices on their responsibilities to report suspected cases of child abuse, which is by statute. But it's also the camaraderie. You'll be with other folks from the Concord area, some business people, some participating dentists, some producers, brokers, some Delta Dental employees. So It's a great day, and like you said, we're, you know, Abernathy is quite a club.
Oh, it is, and we're already way ahead of any previous year that we've had this golf tournament. We used to have it a little later in the fall, and by the time you get around Columbus Day, we were over in that time frame. Folks are already starting to think snow, and so the golf clubs go away and the skis come out. But this should be a great time of year. It's going to be just in a few weeks from now, believe it or not. On Friday, September 22nd, and the number of folks that are there are repeat customers for us, so the camaraderie, no more than the 5K road races that folks participate in. You see the same folks year after year. It's the same thing with this golf tournament, so you'll see a number of the same folks coming back year after year. It's easy enough to register. You can register online, so you can use a credit card online at birdeasepro.com/carpentergolf. So just get on to birdeasepro.com/carpentergolf, and you can register online, whether you want to register as a single golfer, whether you want to register as a foursome. We've got different prices. It's all reasonable. Here again, it's all going to a good cause. And the funds that are raised support not only just the state of New Hampshire, but the tri-state area as well, helping out our oral health in all those three states.
And if you're driving around, I don't want anybody, you know, driving and trying to write at the same time. You can get this information. If you go on to anydelta.com, you'll see information on it. But you can also get a rebroadcast of this radio show in the next week or so. Or you just can call Kathleen Gleason, Joe's colleague, who we referenced at 223-1317. That's Kathleen Gleason at 223-1317. And don't feel like you have to have a foursome. If you want to be
single,
an individual,
golfers are more than welcome.
And sign up. It'll be great. I will be there. I am horrible, but I'm always there. And I will be shaking some hands. So that's the golf tournament. We've talked running again for my running friends. I'll be at St. Charles, you know, race on Labor Day. Joe, final wrap up. Obviously, you're moving along in the leadership of the chamber. City of Concord, awesome what's going on.
All kinds
of final words?
All kinds of things going on for the City of Concord. Speaking of being well, we have on September 27th at noontime, we're going to have the annual Mayor's Walk. I think this is the third or fourth annual Mayor's Walk. And if you haven't had a chance just to stroll down through downtown Concord after they've gotten done with all of these great renovations, this is going to be a great time. Mayor Jim Boulay is going to lead the charge. And that's going to be starting from the Smile Building at 49 South Main Street, right across from the Capitol Center for the Arts. That's going to be on Wednesday, September 27th. And then on Saturday, they're going to have a trail walk that's going to be at the trail that's over by the Concord Monitor, Sewell's Fall Trail. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Saturday, September 30th. Here again, the mayor is going to be there. It'll be a second walk by the mayor. This is going to be a little bit longer one, but here again, it's a Saturday. So hopefully many of you have that time free, but it'll showcase some of the 31 trails that are available right here in the Concord area.
Which is awesome. So two walks this year with the mayor. Also, just to put in a plug in for the animals, we have the Walk for the Animals, and that's Sunday, September 17th. It's 10 a.m. at Northeast El Dedeno, and I'll be walking with my new puppy, a yellow lab, and the much bigger, his brother, big German Shepherd. Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Absolutely, Tom.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.